At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
And welcome everybody into the Adam Carriker Show. The dawn of a new era, day number 6. If you didn't know by now, I am live in studio 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. You can stop by the ticket, come say hello, or you can just grab your lunch, grab your radio, grab your podcast platform, the Tube of You, YouTube, wherever you consume your content, and you can check out the Adam Carriker Show 4 days a week, the dawn of a new era. Day number 6, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Steve Taylor, he drops that knowledge on Wednesdays. So noon to 1 p.m. Central Time is the loaded hour here on 93.7. The Ticket, the Adam Carriker Show, the show that's going to give you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right. So real quick, unbridled honesty. So this show, it's not that it came together last minute, but details were kind of figured out last minute. So I'm just going to put this out there. We don't have a show sponsor yet. So if you're interested in doing what's best for your business and you want to sponsor this show, and it will help your business with all humility, it's mostly because Jake's running the board, let's be honest. But if you're interested in helping your business and becoming a sponsor of this show, hit us up. You can hit up Jake Sorensen. You can hit up The Ticket. You can hit up me on all the social media platforms if you're so duly interested. In the meantime, okay, until somebody makes that incredibly intelligent decision to form a relationship with the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7, The Ticket, we're going to promote some other things. Number one, I'm going to start with The Ticket. If you didn't know, The Ticket is basically becoming a monster. Okay, the new leadership at The Ticket as of, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years ago has taken everything to the next level. It's on, The Ticket is on TV, obviously, radio, your podcast platforms, everywhere on social media, everywhere that you look. So if you want to learn more about The Ticket, you can go to theticketfm.com, theticketfm.com. Also, if you haven't heard, I have another show that I do as well called The Carriker Chronicles. Having a whole lot of fun since I took a little bit of a break over the summer while the family and I embarked on the longest move in the history of the Milky Way galaxy. But we're now officially in Lincoln. Brought it back August 25th. Doing pretty good. Having some fun. You can always check out the Carriker Chronicles. It's 95% Husker sports. Obviously a lot of Nebraska football. You can follow it on YouTube or the website, which has humbly exploded over the summer. Pretty cool. CarrikerChronicles.com. We got a loaded show today. All right. Shedeur Sanders is not a top quarterback. Pause for effect. All right. Also, you know, I've said for a long time, I don't think Deion Sanders has any sort of plans to stay at Colorado very long. Either the way he's building the program is what he believes is best, which would be worse than what I think is actually going on. He literally just is trying to get numbers. Heisman Trophy talk and his son drafted as highly as possible, which is Shedeur Sanders, and then he's going to look elsewhere. So the question is Deion Sanders after this season? Because I'm hearing rumblings, something I've mentioned for quite a while. He's not going to stay there long, but I'm hearing rumblings and question marks. Is he going to be there at the end of this, after this season is over, I should say, at Colorado? So those are the two things we're going to start off the show with today at 12:30. I will be joined by a man who is the host of the Big Red Wrap-Up Show. He has covered Nebraska football for 20-plus years. maybe close to 30 at this point. Michael Sevier is going to join me at 12:30. And then about 12:50, I'm going to call Jake out. Because this man is an Iowa fan, and he admitted it live on air yesterday. Said he loves the Hawkeyes, wears his Iowa PJs at night, walks around the house chanting, Kirk Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz.
I don't know if I went that far.
But... We're going to debate because I actually, there were some fans who were like, they did not side with you, but there were some fans who sided with you that said they would root for Iowa. And I'm like, you would really root for a rival. It's hard for me to say. Rival, just because they're a part of the Big Ten when they're playing somebody else. Does this include Texas? What about Colorado? If Colorado was a Big Ten team and they're out there playing Iowa State, would you root for Colorado? We're going to debate that later on in the show. I'm going to call Jake out. We're going to have some fun. All right, let's start off with Shedeur Sanders. Why do not believe he is a top quarterback? He is a top talent. He is an elitely skilled quarterback. But if you think about it, there's about 8 billion people on planet Earth. On any given Sunday in the NFL, there's only 32 people walking the face of planet Earth that start as an NFL quarterback. Think about that. Then think about how many of those quarterbacks are actually any good at an NFL level. Maybe half? Would you consider half of them to maybe, like, this guy's definitely going to be our starter a year from now? That's how I define a good quarterback in the NFL. How many? Maybe half of them? 16, Jake?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe half of those are considered really good. So eight people walking the face of planet Earth are really good at quarterback, and there's maybe three or four at any given time in the NFL that are elite. Who would you consider elite right now, Jake?
Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Definitely.
Who else? Is there just one person right now?
For the elite level, I mean, Joe Burrow's had his ups and downs. Josh Allen's kind of testing the new waters. I mean,
Really good. Yeah. Maybe just one elite.
Maybe.
I harken back to when I was playing and it was Breeze, Manning, Peyton, Brady, you know, those guys. There was like three or four when I was playing. So I always think three or four. Now that we talk about it, there may only be one. So here's my point. I do not believe Shedeur Sanders is a top quarterback. As in, could he start as one of the 32 people walking the face of planet Earth out of 8 billion one day for an NFL team? Yes, that will happen. Will he be actually any good, which means he's one of 16 people to do it? I don't know. Will he be really good or elite? No. And that's why I say I would not take him in the first round despite his insane talent. I've said several times, he's a top 10, top 5 pick. Well, after the game Saturday, my mind changed. Had nothing to do with the performance on the field. Not a whole lot of help from his defense. Zero blocking up front. Of course, I don't think Pat Shurmur's running the offense he wants at Colorado. I think he's running the offense defense that Deion wants so he can get his son a bunch of accolades and draft it highly. Because last year's offensive coordinator, Colorado's gone. I wonder why. Now all of a sudden they're struggling this year. You look at what they ran, or their first 8 plays, they threw it 7 times. Like, you got to be kidding me. Even if you don't run the ball well, you've got to at least pose the threat of a run. So you just got to attempt to do it just to keep the defense on their toes. Nebraska only blitzed 22% of the time on Saturday. Think about that. Their pressure rate was over 80% on dropback passes. They barely had to blitz, yet the pressure rate was insanely high. You look at how the type of plays that Colorado was calling. We're talking 10 personnel. So one running back, 3 to 4 wide receivers. We're talking spread out. They're not putting tight ends in there to make the defensive end spread out. They're not sliding the protection. It's really man-on-man blocking up front. They're not chipping with the back. They're not keeping a tight end in. They're not doing bunch formations. All things that create challenges for a defense, in particular a pass rush, if you do a bunch formation right next to an offensive tackle or tight end, which they did not put on the field, at least not on the line of scrimmage, no matter how they had him flexed out. They basically spread everything out, didn't try to run the ball, and expected it to work against a really good defense. It's one of the poorest game plans I've ever seen. The only thing that makes any sense is either Pat Shurmur, who has been an NFL head coach, an offensive coordinator in the NFL, his whole entire family.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Family has NFL lineage. Is an absolutely awful coach all of a sudden, or Deion Sanders is really running what he wants to try to get his son's stats padded? Because nothing else makes any logical sense if you're trying to actually be good at football and score points. So for me, when I look at Shadur, the guy's got top 10, top 5 talent. The game doesn't go well. The first thing he does, and yes, Deion has come out and said, because Shadur left the field with 2 minutes to go. Deion came out and said, we were trying to get him off the field before the fans came on. And well, what about the rest of the team? Well, we were trying to check on him and make sure he was okay. He walked off the field just fine, no issues. Wasn't wobbly, had no help whatsoever. The bottom line is the leader, so-called, of the team left the field 2 minutes early because daddy said so. I have 6 kids in enough youth sports. I see enough freaking mommy and daddy ball all the time. I couldn't believe what I saw at Iowa with baby Ferentz, Brian Ferentz, not being fired years earlier. This is the worst case of Division I wannabe Power 4, because there's really Power 2 conferences, two power conferences, daddy ball I've ever seen in my life. And if I'm Colorado, I am happy because people give a crap about us, but it ain't going to last much longer. And then they're going to be furious because Deion's going to leave that program. You can't say worse than 111, which is what it was when he took over. But he's going to leave it darn near just as bad. Because after this year, Shadur is gone. Travis is gone. What if Deion goes too? He hasn't built this as a program. He's brought in a bunch of mercenaries who got a bunch of gold chains on in the middle of the game. They're not a team. They're not a program being built. To get back to Shadur specifically and why I think he's not a top quarterback in the NFL. He has a lot of gifts that Ryan Leaf had, Tim Couch had. Akili Smith, back in the day, if you remember back when Oregon used to wear the puke, green and yellow, angry Daffy Duck helmet jerseys and uniforms, if you remember Akili. There's been a lot of guys over the years. Jamarcus Russell, he wowed the Raiders at his pro day with his arm strength. If there's only 8 people walking the face of planet Earth out of 8 billion that are really good at being a quarterback, it obviously takes more than physical talent. And this is where I come to Shadur. After the game, he asked the media. He threw his O-line under the bus. He asked the media and he said, how many times was Dylan hit tonight? Basically, took a bucket of crap and dumped it all over his O-line. I'm sure they're really going to want to block for him this week now. Then complained about the lack of a running game. So either he's calling out Shermer, or the running back room, or the O-line, or all of the above. That's a real team leader right there. What NFL teams are going to see when they look at him, they're going to see an elitely talented individual. What they're going to see is a guy who drives a Rolls-Royce, Bentleys, and throws his teammates under the bus. What they're going to see is a guy who's been coached by his daddy since he was in diapers. Well, daddy ain't coaching you in the NFL. What's going to happen when you have a real, actual coach? Your teammates in the NFL are going to know that you walked off the field with 2 minutes to go, whether it was because daddy held your hand, patted you on the butt and said, get out, or you did it of your own accord. You were fine. By the way, that wasn't even targeting. I digress. I just hate that rule in general. And it wasn't targeting in the game. Shadur Sanders is not a leader of men. He is not someone who's going to walk into a locker room. And it's not even entirely his fault. He's played for his dad his entire life. I love Deion Sanders as a player. I still find him intriguing. I'm still going to talk from him to time to time, from time to time, because he's a celebrity amongst celebrities. But the fact of the matter is, Deion has done Shadur an injustice because Shadur does not know how to lead a locker room. An NFL locker room
is going to look at how he acts and they're not going to respect him. I highly suspect that the individuals in that Colorado locker room right now don't even suspect him. It's the worst case of daddy ball. And this is saying something, ladies and gentlemen. I got six kids that all play multiple sports. It's the worst case of daddy ball I've ever seen in my life. And it's created someone the NFL teams should not touch in the first round, despite his talent. And who knows, maybe one day somebody can play this clip and be like, Adam, you were wrong. He's one of those three or four elite quarterbacks on planet Earth. Hey, I'm cool with that. I got no problem admitting when I'm wrong, but I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if he's one of those eight. I'd be shocked if he's one of those 16 that's considered any good. He will be one of those 32 that start because he'll get that chance. But it takes a lot more than just physical gifts, talent, arm strength, and ability to be a quarterback in the NFL. There are two things that most sports experts consider to be the most difficult thing to do in all of pro sports, regardless of the sport. Number one, play quarterback in the NFL. Number two, hit a Major League Baseball. Even Deion Sanders, who played almost a decade in the majors, will tell you the hardest thing he ever had to do was try to hit that ball because it'll do funny things. Those were his words. I would take Shadur in the second round. I would snag him up in the third round. I would be incredibly leery in the first round because he's a walking problem waiting to happen in a locker room because he's going to call you out. He's used to Bentleys and Rolls Royces and having hundreds of thousands of dollars around his neck. And I got nothing but love for people who have success, who earn it. But he doesn't know any better. All right. Deion Sanders. Will he leave Colorado after this year? If it ain't this year, I predict he's 100% gone. 100%. 99.99999% gone 2 years from now. This entire program has been built around two people. Shadur Sanders and Travis Hunter. By the way, I love Travis Hunter. Watch him. He cares. He's genuinely passionate. He's into the game. It matters to him. And watch when Deion talks to him. It's yes, sir. No, sir. And then he goes and sits on the bench. But you can tell it matters to him. You can tell he's given 100% effort. He's talked about how he doesn't really go out and he doesn't drink. He'd rather play video games, study, and go lift. He's playing 130, 140 snaps a game like it's nothing. Now, if that's what he wants, awesome. If that's not, we talk about running backs in college worrying about 30 carries a game. Am I going to have tread on the tires for the league? What about Travis Hunter? If this isn't what Travis wants, which I do get the feeling it is, but if it's not, Deion Sanders is doing this kid an enormous injustice with the bright future that Travis Hunter has. I'm a big fan of Travis Hunter on and off the field. He's just wearing the wrong jersey. But the individual himself, I can't wait to see what he does at the next level. But Deion Sanders has built this entire team. I almost said program. Not a program. They're a team. Matt Rhule's building a program. Last year, Colorado won because they hired from the transfer portal, a bunch of athletic, talented mercenaries that just had better athletes than Nebraska. A year later, the program beat the crap out of the mercenaries in Lincoln, Nebraska last Saturday. Deion doesn't care about the future of Colorado football. He's either gone after this year, and I'm a big fan of Deion. I've said it a million times, and I get heat for it all the time. I don't care. I'm going to keep saying it. Unbridled honesty. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. It means it's my truth, which is what I always fall back on, giving my truth with proof, facts, and evidence based on what I see and what I can gather and what I can learn from people who know more than me. And I form my opinion, and I spit it here on this mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Deion Sanders is not building for the future of Nebraska football, but Colorado football. He may be gone after this year because Travis Hunter and Shadur are gone. Then what do they have? They're built around really three players, if you want to include Jimmy Horn. But as far as elite top draft picks, it's Hunter and Shadur, and they're gone after this year. I don't know. If you're listening, what's the text line number, Jake?
424-645-6685. Start aiming text line.
Let me know. Am I being too mean to Shadur? Let me know in the text line. Is Deion going to be there? I'd be surprised if he's there after this year. But 2 years from now, what are the odds he's there 2 years from now? Let me know in the text line. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We're going to pay some bills, and then we'll be talking with Michael Sevier right after this break.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.